Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone.
Magnificent Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LLDO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Thank you, my brother, for joining us. Remember, family, be sure to purchase his new, my goodness, long-awaited new album, Worth It All, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. For those who are like a little, just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And as we turn the page to another incredible singer, songwriter, my goodness, and also captivating, it's definitely a beautiful thing, the very talented Sheena O'Murray, as she blesses us with her new hit single, Do For Love, the follow-up from her 2016 EP, Someone. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTO Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the very talented Sheena O'Murray. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us. And congratulations on a wonderful new single.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure's truly ours. And I want to go back in time as we get in a little time machine, step back a little bit to your 2016 EP. I have had a chance to listen to the EP, I see, on several different occasions. And one of my favorite songs on that EP, I mean, it's a lot of great songs on the EP, but the one that really caught me was Right Now. Your vocals, the production was just, I mean, a lot of people get caught up in the production aspect of a song, and you kind of lose yourself as an artist. And on that particular song and on the EP overall, your vocals completely stood out. And I really wanted to commend you on that EP and that particular song in general.
Thank you so much. It's actually my favorite song on the EP. And a number of people's favorites, too. I wish I had a chance to kind of market it and get it out a little bit more. But thank you so much. I really, really love that song. And it was produced by the same person who actually produced my new song, Do For Love. And I definitely think that it was an easy track to gravitate to. And it was so easy for me to write it. And I'm glad that you like it. Thank you.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Hey, you have a tendency, I know for me, you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong. When you're right, you're wrong. And I'm just going to go off with the vibe that I get from you. I get from you that one of the most essential qualities about you as an artist is being an individual, being someone that stands out, someone that takes yourself as far as being an artist very seriously and being able to think outside the box. That's the vibe I get from you. Am I wrong on that aspect?
You are absolutely right. It is so important to me. I'm actually like really pigheaded about it. Kind of like I want to be able to do life the way I want to do life. And I think that's important because we are all individuals. And in my artistry, I definitely try to translate that as much as possible to the world that I'm going to express myself as authentically as possible.
I think it's important. No, I take it back. I don't think. I know It's important because in this industry that we call music, we can lose who we are very quickly. I mean, very quickly. We start off on a path on which we believe being true to oneself. And then all of a sudden you have different people to say, you know what, I want you to sound like this. I want you to dress this way. And then all of a sudden you lose who you are. When I look at people that I really pattern as far as being an individual, you know, we're both 21, so we can speak. It's just us and family. All of us are 21, so we can talk. You know, I come from a school of being raised by David Bowie. I come from a school of people like Jimi Hendrix, from Prince, the newer versions of Janelle Monáe. I look at people that have that kind of individualism, that are not afraid to express who they are, and it transcends through their music. And I wanted to ask you, where do you feel right now in your career that you're comfortable expressing that individualism?
Well, I definitely, for this upcoming project, because I'm going to be working on my album, I told myself that I want to be as transparent within my boundaries of transparency as possible when it comes to my music, because I feel like people gravitate to your realness, and I don't want to force myself to sound like what's popular. I don't want to force myself to kind of mold myself into something that doesn't feel like it's me, because I don't want to lose myself. And it, like you said, it's so easy to do that, especially with social media, and you see all the people who maybe have, you know, hundreds and thousands of followers, and they're doing their thing, and you're like, oh, and you see kind of a pattern of the type of people or the type of looks or the type of sound that comes out of people with those kind of followings, and you just kind of, well, you want to be heard too, and you want people to revere you as well. So you kind of, it's hard to not conform to that. And I tell myself all the time that, you know, there's no way that I can do this and be successful if I'm trying to adhere to a standard that doesn't meet my criteria. And this album that I'm going to be working on, I want that to be translated. I want to maintain the sound that's in my head. At the same time, I also want to try out different things, but I want everything to always be from the heart. And I feel like that will allow me to basically maintain myself within the industry. I think that if I'm always myself and I'm always consistently myself, that I would last longer and my music will transcend time. And that's really important to me.
You know, when I go back to a word that I find very interesting, conform. That gives me a itch.
Yes.
Just thinking about the word and the meaning of conform. The industry overall has changed so dramatically, where artist development, songwriting were a priority. And now none of that is a priority. Everything is predicated on a beat. If you have a beat, regardless of how you sound, and I'm saying this.
Well, what you're talking about.
And I'm saying this, and I've got a lot of flack a lot of time, but I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. That I believe that the industry, the few major record labels that are still out there, they look at the record buying public, as far as a lot of the youth, the teenagers, from demographics, let's say 14 to 25. Are buying a lot of hip hop music, or they're buying a lot of music that really doesn't say anything. You get a lot of sounds, you get a lot of beats, you get a lot of bells and whistles, but no substance. And they're looking at the buyers. We're just buying this because we know we can sell it to them. And it's hard for artists like yourself who put out a wonderful product. You're saying something and it gets no airplay. And I've constantly gone through that over and over again with a lot of great artists. And I wanted to ask you, and a lot of listeners would like to know, how challenging can that be for you, especially being an independent artist?
It's 10 times as challenging. Because it's kind of like trying to find your place. You're already trying to find your place in the world as an individual, as a human, but then add artistry into that, and now you're trying to find your place in the industry that might not gravitate to your sound, and it is very difficult. And I mean, I'm definitely up for the challenge. Some days I'm just like, oh my God, what am I doing? Maybe I should go back to corporate America. But you know, where your heart is where your heart is, and I definitely would not be happy with that decision. So I have to go with, you know, where I'd be most happy. And it's just not easy. It's not easy. And what I'm trying to find out or figure out is, like, where did that come from? Like, because when I was 14, 15, I was listening to, like, Toni Braxton. I was listening to, you know, even in elementary school, middle school, I was listening to songs of Substance. So I want to know what happened. What happened where we just don't value, you know, things that make sense anymore.
Right.
And I don't want to offend anybody, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, I can't listen to the radio anymore. You know, sometimes you're in the mood to listen to things that you're just like, okay, well, you know, this puts me in a certain mood, and it doesn't have to be profound. But at the same time, it's like, okay, when I'm ready for it, I have to go on Spotify. I have to go on to different places, or, you know, online radio stations where they're playing music that makes, I can't listen to, like, the terrestrial radios anymore. So I don't know what happened. And I'm hoping that it comes back. I feel like maybe it's a phase. I don't know, but I'm hoping it comes back.
So do
and
I.
Just, like
always...
you mentioned, Janelle Monáe, she has new music out, and I feel like people are really, they're feeling it. And I'm hoping that somehow opens the door to having good content come back to radio.
One of the things I respect about, as you said, Janelle Monáe and her new album, especially her new single, Dirty Little Computer, Lord have mercy. you know, as far as being an individual, being true to who she is as an artist, being comfortable in her own skin, I've always used the analogy. It's like going to a restaurant and ordering some jerk chicken. Where's the ginger beer mm-hmm. at? See, you gotta have both. You can't just have one.
Yes.
You can't just have one without the other. Lord
or plantains.
Mercy.
You can't have the plantains without. You can't have a Jamaican meal without plantains. Like, you have
See,
to have the plantains.
There you go, and that's we're missing that. there's no balance. There's no balance, but that's okay. That's but the wonderful thing about being able to own and operate your own radio station and have a group of people that you surround yourself where they have the same reverence for real music and real artistry. It's a beautiful experience to have artists like yourself that come on there and really believe in their craft. Now, you spoke earlier about you're working on a new album. What vibe, what aspect can we expect from Sheena O'Murray as far as something that you're going to bring to us that we just don't expect?
More up-tempo. Because I usually stay on the more mellow, but I definitely want to have some more up-tempo songs. Yeah, I still want people to stop and listen, but I, you know, having people get up and dance feels good too. So I want people to be, you know, to see another side of me. Definitely still some pretty melodies, and I want to work with other songwriters, because usually I'm kind of like, I don't want to work with anybody to help me write a song because I want all the credit. No. But definitely want to work with other songwriters, because other people's perspective is important too. And I feel like you'll have a full project when you have a full range of perspective. And I'm really looking forward to it. This is going to be a project of love. I don't have a date yet, but more than likely 2019, because I really want to put out quality project, a quality project. And I want to be honest. It's going to be very honest and heartfelt, and it's going to be fun songs, and it's going to be just really meaningful substance in the album overall.
You know, it's very challenging to find a kindred spirit who can relate to you, especially when you're dealing with someone that you say, you know what, I want to relinquish some of my creative control to allow someone in my circle to help me to co-sign on a particular song that I'm working in, because we all can't have that. We all don't have that Bernie Taupin working with Elton John type of vibe. That's a very unique quality to have when you can let someone in your inner space. I know that you are a very private person. Privacy is very important to you. How have you kind of managed to maintain that? Especially everything is predicated right now on social media. And when you develop, I don't like to use the term fan, that's that word. I like to use the term having family members, supporters who really vibe with you and your music, but they can be demanding. It's like having a slice of cheesecake and saying, no, we want more. We got to have more than a slice. We want to know what's going on. Who are you? What do you represent? What do you do in your personal time? Are you dating someone? What kind of movies do you like to watch? Is there a particular, they want so much of you. How have you managed to kind of balance that personal side and also the business aspect of the industry?
Oh, man. Well, as far as the dating side, that's always a mystery for everybody, because everybody's like, oh, Gina, are you single? And I'm like, maybe, yeah. I think most of that probably came from the fact that I was never really sure of my situation with somebody. But either way, I like to keep it that way. Specifically, I don't know. I think because, uncertainty kind of makes me want to keep it mysterious. But, and I also kind of feel like it's no one's business, you know. But I know that, you know, it's intriguing to know what's going on in people's love life. It's intriguing to know, you know, more things about somebody. And I try to give as much as I'm comfortable with. I'm always on social media. I'm always running my mouth about something. And sometimes it's vague and sometimes it's personal. But I don't know. I guess it just has to come to a point where I feel like what I'm saying, like even what I'm saying now, like I don't know if I would have been this candid before, but I think a part of it is just kind of growing into myself and just realizing that it's okay for me to open up to people. I don't have to overstep my own boundaries, and I don't have to be pressured to give more than I'm comfortable with giving. But at the same time, there's no way that people are going to be able to relate to me if they don't know what they're relating to. So I think it's just a matter of me growing into myself, and I'll give what I'm comfortable giving. That's for now.
Without question.
Yeah.
Without question. I mean, I've always used I like to use the analogy, when you're dealing with, if you really want to find out who an artist is, listen to the music.
Mm-hmm. Because listen to the music,
absolutely. Because an artist that is true to the art form, they use thought-provoking lyrics to give you an idea, different layers of who they are, what they're going through, what their mood is at that particular time. And I listened to, like I said, I've had an opportunity to listen to quite a bit of your music. And what I get from you, you can be very complex.
You can be
stubborn. Also, you have a very strong sense of romance. You definitely believe in romance. I also get the vibe that if someone really touches your heart, you're all in. You're 150%. You're 150% in, and I get that. Like I said, lyrics and music mean everything to me. So I don't have to sit up and verbally speak to someone. I can go to their music, and that gives me a strong idea of where they're at in their life. And it seems to me that you've gotten a little bit more comfortable sharing a little bit more of yourself.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful experience, because it's a journey. Everything is a journey.
It is.
Everything
really
is a journey
is.
In life.
It really is. And when I was writing the new song, Do For Love, I really tapped into myself. The song is it's definitely an autobiography, because I was feeling everything that I was writing was what I was feeling at the time that I wrote it. And I tried not to be very vague. I wanted to kind of, you know, let people know that this is what I was actually literally feeling this way. And, but like you said, it is a journey, and I feel like I'm on the right path as far as, you know, the internal part. I feel like I'm getting wherever it is I need to go. I'm getting there at my own pace.
There you go. Like the lady said, I don't care how you get here. You get here when you can.
Just get
so
here.
That's the end of the yes,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Get here when you can. So it's a beautiful experience. And speaking of beautiful experiences, I want to thank for all the listeners tuning in. We are streaming live. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We are definitely being blessed this afternoon with the incredibly talented Sheena O'Murray. Now, it doesn't take a blind man to see or read Braille to find out. The camera definitely loves you. You love the camera. Lord have mercy. At the end of the day, you are a brand. How far reaching would you like your brand to expand beyond music? Well, I'm talking about major motion pictures, small screen, modeling, you name it. How far do you want the Sheena O'Murray brand to expand?
I want all of it. I've always wanted to be on TV since I was a little girl watching Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. I wanted to be on TV. I would love my own, because I'm obsessed with lipsticks. I would love my own, like my Sheena Red, because I love red lipstick particularly. And I would, you know, I would love to have a makeup line. I would love to, like, even want an interior design line, because I make candles sometimes. And but I just want to do everything that I can so I'm able to express myself in the different layers of myself. I want all of it. I want all of it. But definitely, you know, all music is always number one. Everything always has to lead to the music somehow. But I would love to be on the big screen. I'd love to be on the small screen. I would love the makeup line, all of it, all of it.
You know, looking at your photos that have been given to me, I'm a huge movie buff, and not just a regular movie buff. I'm talking about the 20s, 30s, and 40s black and white movies. I mean, old Hollywood. And when I look at some of your photos and some of the apparel that you wear, you definitely have that old Hollywood kind of vibe. You like to dress up in a particular manner. That's when quote unquote when stars were stars. And I wanted to what were some of your favorite movies that you really just got yourself lost in or just left such an impression on you?
Let me think. Movies. I'm not a huge movie buff. I always tell people, like, I never get movie references. But let me think. Well, I can say that I love Dorothy Dandridge, Eartha Kitt. When you speak of old Hollywood, that's who, like, pops into my head. Actually, Dorothy Dandridge is the first person to pop into my head. Let me think. Movies. Oh, my gosh. This is so difficult for me. I don't know why. Left an impression. There's a lot. Like, more recently, I like Girls Trip. I just like things like movies that are like fun and lighthearted. That takes me like out of my complex head. You mentioned that I was complex as I am. So I like to, if I'm watching a movie, I like the ones that are like really lighthearted and comedic. And I love a good romance. I like Titanic. It's long, but this is a difficult question.
You know what? I find it refreshing.
I did see Black Panther.
Okay. Lord have mercy. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's all right. No, I find it. You know what? But the beautiful and refreshing thing about that is, I find it that the two people that you mentioned, the first, were Dorothy Dandridge and Eartha Kitt, female, exquisite, talented females. Who've always thought outside the box. They were their own
Always.
Individuals, and that's what made them exceptional. And what I find exceptional is this new hit single, of course, Due for Love. What has you most proud of the new single?
Oh, my goodness. The lyrics. The lyrics have me most proud. When I was writing the song, actually, prior to me starting to write the song, I consulted with someone to help me write it, and he actually came up with Due for Love. And then I took his idea, those words, and I created the song and the melody around that idea of what I'm going to do for love. And I love the lyrics because it's true. It's just honest. And I like how the arrangement. I just like how there's so much room in the song. I'm not singing on every beat. And I feel like it allows the listeners to want to hear more. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in love with this song so much, and I'm really hoping that it's able to propel my career in a direction that I want to go, because I feel like it's a really good song, and I want people to hear it, and I think it's relatable.
I mean, without question, I mean, it definitely resonates through the entire single, but no need to fear, my love. That's why the teddy bear is here, to bring substance and real music back to the airwaves. Lord have mercy. Let's get into it. The new hit single from the super talented Miss Sheena O'Murray, of course, Due for Love, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
What would you do?
Lord have mercy. The super talented.
Hello? Uh-oh, I think I lost you. Hello? Hello? Hi, hello.
My humble apologies to all the many listeners out there. We had some major technical difficulties, but we have returned. And, of course, the Queen, and she's still here with us, and I want to thank her for being patient with us. Lovely one, there you are.
Hi.
There you are. No, before we got rudely interrupted again, I want to say from my heart, I want to thank you so much for blessing us this afternoon with your positive vibe, your elegance.
Thank you.
And your thought, my pleasure, your thought-provoking music. And I want to give you a very special dedication from the teddy bear to you. Is that all right? Can the teddy bear do that?
Oh,
for
yes.
You? Pretty please.
Please do.
Lord have mercy. My special dedication to the very lovely and extra talented and super patient, Miss Sheena Murray, with, of course, Mr. Eddie LaVert and Mr. Gerald LaVert with Baby Hold On. Lord have mercy.
Woo!
Hello, Gio Radio.
Man, that is hard to find. Told you a lie.
Dedication to the very talented Gina O'Murray, my queen. Lord have mercy. My cup, let us over.
Thank you. That's a classic. That is a classic. Great choice.
As the whispers once said, this is what I do to get you in the mood. Yes, Lord. My love, when can we expect the new album? I know it has to be right around the corner.
2019, I'll say. I want to say first quarter of next year. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be patient.
Because I want to take my time. I want to take my time.
Okay.
But there'll be singles before then. Definitely be some music put out before the full project goes public.
Okay. So whenever it's ready, whenever the singles, other singles
when
are ready.
When it's ready.
I don't care. You know what? They can be half done, like Mama's chocolate chip cookies in the oven. Just send them here and we'll play it here first. Is that all right?
Yes, that's perfectly fine. I'll be honored. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Continued success. Whatever you need, let us know. We got your back. Okay, my queen. Oh, my
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you so
very
much, Teddy Bear.
My pleasure. The very super talented and captivating, yes, Lord, Miss Sheena O'Murray here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Again, family, be sure to purchase the new hit single, of course, Do For Love, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. We got a lot to get into, and for those who tuned in late and did not have an opportunity to listen to the interview, it's in its entirety. It's all right. No need to fear. Rated Extraordinaires here. We got you covered. You can always stop by the Google Play Store. That's at Google Play Music, LOTL, The Zone. We're also on Spotify, also on iTunes and iHeartRadio by the same handle. And oh yeah, before I forget, my program director gets on me. We can also be located on Podbean. Yeah, we're on Podbean too. That's at lotlzone.podbean.com. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio, Facebook, Instagram, we got you covered. So many different angles, so many different delights. And I see we have a call line calling from the 718 area code. Oh, my goodness. New York City, Gotham. You're on the line with Teddy Bear. What can I do for you this afternoon?
Hello?
Yes, you're on live.
Hi, this is Elsa. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Well, hello, Elsa from New Jersey. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And what can the teddy bear do for you this lovely afternoon?
I was just calling. I was listening to the interview with my friend Sheena. I just wanted to say that I'm really, really proud of her and of the song. And I hope everybody listens and downloads and purchases because it's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to make sure that people do that. We're just waiting for some more music. And when it's ready, we will definitely debuted here first, and I want to thank you for being a major supporter for her, because she is definitely a very talented young lady.
Very much so. Thank you for having her on.
Oh, my pleasure, my love. Keep it solo, okay?
Okay, enjoy your day.
All right. God bless. See, I love that. It loves to see when the listeners are calling in and supporting artists. They say, well, good music is hard to find. No, good music is not hard to find. Seek and ye shall find, saith the Lord. Remember, family, be sure to purchase the new, of course, the new hit single from the super talented Sheena O'Murray, Do For Love, Lord have mercy, available everywhere. And then, of course, the new album will be out around somewhere around 2019. But as the lady said, before that time, she's going to release a couple of singles here and there. And when it's ready, the Teddy Bear will debut it here first. But while I got you here, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket, is it okay if the Teddy Bear gets you a little bit more extra in the mood, Gary Taylor? Because I definitely would love you to take control here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Teach me how. and the earth. Just hold me closely. If you want to know my secrets and all that I am worth, just whisper softly. I'm not the hurting kind. I take the pain away, no matter what you say. I'm not the hurting kind. If you're waiting for the proof and see it on the evening news, just breathe me sweetly.
Chocolate time. I know, too far and in between, I know. But hey, to get all the latest updates are coming and going to the Teddy Bear and also the Zone, just catch up with us. Yeah. On Twitter and Facebook, at Twitter at LOTO Radio, and also on Facebook at LOTO Radio, the Zone. But Instagram, yeah, on Instagram, that's at Instagram.com/ LOTL Radio, the Zone. Lord have mercy. Again, a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Sheena O'Murray. And be sure, family, to get that new hit single, Do for Love, available everywhere. And also the latest comings and goings. Stop by her official website at www.sheenaomurray.com. So it is written, so it shall be done. Lord have mercy. Want to send out very special thank yous and kudos to the LOTL Radio, the Zone family. Without you, there is no Zone. And definitely no Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Yeah, that teddy bear. So thank you, lovely ones, for all your support. Until we meet again, the teddy bear will retreat back to the cosmos. But Lord have mercy, like the Zeppelin. But in the meantime, take care of one another, love one another, treat each other with dignity and respect equals compassion. I'm going to leave you with some Jeff Bradshaw and Coco from SWV from his double album, Bubba Tea, with Thankful. And I'm definitely thankful. God bless and keep strong. To the guys always here in the Zone, LOTO Radio.
Your friendship.
With this, I want to.